We always like to get guests from the official opposition of the NDP to join us here in the Training 55 Hot Seat. We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by one of our regulars here, David Shepherd, the NDP's health critic and also the MLA for Edmonton City Centre. I guess, first of all, David, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Always a pleasure, Kyle.
Well, one of the things that we've talked about a lot is certainly how the UCP government has sort of handled the treatment of frontline healthcare workers. And last week in the legislature, our MLA here at Peace River, Dan Williams, made some interesting comments regarding the healthcare workers and the requirements for them to be vaccinated that certainly had some people kind of scratching their heads even up here. And I guess why don't we start with, kind of your thoughts on some of the comments that Dan made there.
I have to admit, Kyle, when I heard the comments from Dan Williams, my jaw hit the floor. I mean, this was over the top, incredibly inflammatory record, making comments like suggesting that Alberta Health Services has been, and I quote, holding a knife to the throats of communities that he represents because of their requirement that frontline healthcare workers be vaccinated. Now, according to MLA Williams, this is because he's deeply concerned about his folks in his communities having access to services in some of the rural hospitals. But the fact is, you know, he's been part of a government that has undermined that at every turn during the COVID-19 pandemic. He had nothing to say back in April when his colleagues were attacking the very public health measures that were holding back the third wave, which still ended up hitting and exhausting those very frontline healthcare workers. He said nothing in August as he and all of his colleagues sat back and watched the case numbers climb and dropped us into one of the worst waves and nearly collapsed that frontline healthcare system. He had nothing to say about lack of access to EMS or the rolling ER closures we've seen across the province in rural areas because of his government's policies and decisions. So frankly, when we know that Alberta Health Services workers have seen their vehicles attacked in Lacrete, one of the communities that he represents, over some of the concerns from COVID conspiracists and anti-maskers, for him to be using this kind of language on the floor of the legislature that encourages that kind of behavior, it's just shocking.
And certainly one thing that we've talked about plenty over the course of this pandemic is, certainly the when it comes to frontline healthcare workers, as we all know, they've kind of been sort of stressed out already. And then, some of the kind of words and actions of the government seem to give us kind of mixed messages on sort of how they're treated. I guess, what do you think is sort of really needed to really kind of help a lot of these frontline workers right now?
I mean, you're right, Kyle. I mean, unfortunately, these healthcare workers have really, I think, been used as a crash mat by this government. They put their political interests first and think about what's going to be best for the healthcare system in Albertans after, and they leave healthcare workers to absorb the blows from that. So they are exhausted. They are utterly demoralized, particularly after this fourth wave. So I think one of the essential things we need to do is recognize the incredible toll this is taking, I think, on the mental and emotional health of frontline healthcare workers. There's a term, moral injury, about what happens for folks psychologically when they see people that need care and need support and they're unable to provide it, and the injury that does to someone's mind and emotions. So we need to make sure that they have mental health supports to help them get through this. Some of these folks have endured incredible trauma on the front lines. Many of them, unfortunately, may develop PTSD. Yet this government took away their access to it through presumptive coverage under workers' compensation benefits. We need to restore that, and we need to have a robust mental health care support system in place for these workers to help them recover, because we've got over 15,000 canceled surgeries. We've got a backlog of deferred care. We need every healthcare worker to help us be able to pick up this slack, so we need to be there for them first.
And obviously one thing we've seen recently is the new variant of COVID that now, as Dr. Hinshaw, I believe, pointed out yesterday, there's only 11 cases right now, but some health experts expect that number to grow, especially when we get close to the holidays, people doing all kinds of gatherings and stuff like that. There is the potential there for maybe some more cases possibly happening there. Right? I guess what kind of your thoughts on this kind of new variant now starting to show up here in Alberta?
I think we do have to watch carefully in every instance where we have a new variant. I've certainly been watching the reports and the early studies, and certainly we do see Omicron does spread more easily, but we are still learning more about what kind of impact it actually has. And early reports seem to suggest that the effects of the Omicron are milder than Delta, but of course we are still learning, so we don't need to take any unnecessary risks. I think the most important thing is that we continue to follow the public health measures. We can continue to support and promote vaccines. That is the best way for us to protect ourselves, our communities, our loved ones, and our healthcare system. So for the time being, I think it's prudent that we keep taking measures to make sure we're identifying it where it shows up. We watch studies and follow the measures that are in place.
And one development we see recently when it comes to sort of people getting vaccinated is, people in that, the kids in the 5 to 11 age group have been able to, eligible to get vaccines. And I've heard from a lot of parents who are like, thank you. Like we're finally able to get, our kids healthy and whatnot. I believe about 60,000 or so, as Dr. Hinshaw pointed out yesterday. I guess, do you think that's your concern of a kind of a good sign that, we're getting, again, more vaccines available to more sort of groups of people out there?
Absolutely. I think we need to ensure that vaccines are as ridiculously easy for people to access as possible. And I know many, many parents have been waiting for a very long time to access. They're very happy to do so. But I also know many parents face some obstacles and barriers in accessing that. That is why we have called for these vaccinations to be made available in schools like they are in many other provinces in Canada. There are parents who cannot afford to take time off work, who may not have transportation to take their kids to the limited number of clinics or pharmacies in some parts of the province that are currently able to offer the vaccination. So we'd like to see them available in schools and the government to make a much greater effort to ensure that every parent who wants to protect their child is able to access those vaccines.
And finally, well, I'd like to end things off with a little personal question here to show that these politicians are people too. And as we kind of mentioned earlier, of course, the holiday season is kind of upon us here. Now, when it comes to, your household there, David, what's kind of what kind of interesting holiday traditions do you have that you do around this time of year?
Well, the Christmas season, of course, is always an opportunity to kick back and relax. I was over at my partner's place last week and helping her and her son put up their Christmas tree, and definitely enjoyed that. Looking forward to spending some time together. The Doctor Who Christmas special is always a bit of a sci-fi geek. I always enjoy watching that on Christmas Day or Boxing Day, and really just looking forward to spending some time with
you. Yeah, I think we all have those certain like movies or shows that we always go out of our way to watch around the holidays. But anyhow, Andy B., health critic David Shepherd, thanks for joining us here in the hot seat today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kyle.